Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Leroy Butler said, best time to draft a quarterback is when you have a quarterback. Yeah, no kidding. We're still after the first one. We can't get to the second one.
Man, why couldn't we steal the recipe? Like, everybody steals everybody's ideas in the NFL. What were we thinking? We had a quarterback, and we decided to get rid of the quarterback, to bring in a quarterback that cost us three first-round picks, and now we're devastated for a decade. Still.
Well, so far. Coming up at noon, by the way, you might not like this quarterback group this team has right now, but it's been worse. That's coming up at noon.
What do you mean it's been worse?
It's coming up at noon. You'll have to stick with us to find out.
Maybe. Do I have to?
No.
If you're going to keep
making, leave. You can go to lunch.
If you're going to keep nitpicking on me for reading what they want us to read. Thanks.
There's been a lot made about DeJuan Jones missing 10 plays the other day, and Kevin Stefanski said it was really hot and we were just kind of, you know, keeping an eye on him. If you want, you can go ahead and say, and I'm going to go behind the scenes. Dan reached out to a couple of people in the league that he knows. He got two extremely different responses. I'll just leave it at that. One said, that's a good idea. Beep. The other said,
beep.
Yeah, beep. The other said, something along the lines of, that's not a good idea.
Is that a fair assessment that's not going to make you lose any of your contacts?
I said sources in the NFL.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't say anything in particular.
Dan, was that a fair assessment?
One said, yes, I get it because I've been there. And the other said, no, I don't get it because I've never been there. So there. That, in other words, people who we really respect have differing opinions on that.
Correct. Fair enough.
DeJuan Jones was asked about that yesterday when he chatted with the media. You know, hey, you sat out 10 plays. And here's what DeJuan had to say.
I wasn't dehydrated. It was just coach's precaution to take me out. It was nothing, you know, wrong with me. He just wanted to make sure I was okay for the rest of the game. Collins, I feel like we had way more plays. So honestly, it was just up to Coach Stefanski. You know, there's nothing I really can control.
Nothing wrong there, is there?
Audio courtesy of Daryl Reiter's X page, by the way, or Twitter page. Whatever.
Nothing wrong there, is there? Coach just took him out. Make sure he'd be okay for later in the game. Yeah. I'm not going to call DeJuan a wuss. I'm not going to say.
Who's calling him that?
A lot of people. Not going to, out of
You're
shape, blah, 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 blah. Kevin took him out for 10 plays.
Yeah.
He played like 86% of the snaps.
It happens. It happens to every great player in the NFL. So great, good, middle, average, doesn't matter.
Guys
get taken out.
I don't have an issue with that.
Okay.
The one thing I think is interesting, on offense, everybody expects the quarterback, if he's good to go, the quarterback's out there every play. As are the five offensive linemen usually. You know? Unless there's an injury, those offensive linemen are out there most every play for every team. Very rarely do you rotate offensive linemen. But the Browns did a little bit here and gave a guy 5, 10 plays off. 10 plays off. Was it more than heat? You know, was Kevin sending a message? Was Kevin, whatever it was, he's coaching. And okay. He decided one guy should come off the field for 10 plays.
Okay. I mean, there are plays that you have, like if you lose your helmet, you have to come off the field. I think that's a rule in the NFL too, isn't it? If you lose your helmet, you automatically have to come out for one play. At least I know that's true in other levels. I don't know. I mean, guys miss plays all the time. I do think that DeJuan Jones thing got much bigger.
But offensive linemen usually stay in the game the entire time. That tends to be what NFL teams like to have. That they're not rotating guys in and out on the offensive line with frequency.
Should they?
Well, you have 9 of them. In this case, Kevin Stefanski thought for whatever reason it was a prudent thing to do.
Yeah, I people made a big deal about it. I don't know.
I didn't think it was that big of a deal, but
I didn't either. I agree. I did hear some of the things you were hearing too. I just didn't think it was a big deal.
I didn't either. Jerry Jeudy has had a few.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Drops. I was trying to think of a better way to put it. He's had a couple of balls that everybody thinks he should have caught. And against the Baltimore Ravens, probably was the case as well. And Jerry was asked about coverage. Our buddy Jeff Schudel actually asked Jerry about coverage against in the Ravens game and what the Ravens were doing against him. And I don't know exactly what Jerry was thinking here. We'll try to dissect what Jerry was thinking after we hear this little back and forth between our buddy Jeff Schudel from the News Herald, does a great job covering the Browns and everything else, and Jerry Jeudy. Here it is.
Jerry, it looked like the Ravens defensive backs really had you guys covered tightly. What can you guys
do? You watched the film?
I watched the game.
Did you watch the film or you watched the game?
I did not watch the film. So, did they not have you guys covered tight?
Watch the film to come back, actually.
I'm going to ask you, though, what can you guys do to get more separation?
Just keep running routes.
Let's blame the media now. Dude, you're second in the league, tied for second in the league in drops with 3. Now, you're in good company. Calvin Ridley, Tommy Brown, Brian Thomas Jr. has 3, too. And 2 of those guys play for Jacksonville. So, who cares? Like, all he said was it looked like they were covering you tightly. Is that a bad thing? It's said from the fans' eye, from the whole world's watching you play, looked like their defense was pretty good. Look, if Jeff was wrong, I'd tell Jeff to his face I thought he was wrong. But that wasn't a bad question, was it? Do you guys think it was a bad question?
No.
Do you think it was a bad question?
God, no.
Okay. All right.
And here's the thing. If Jerry's response to that is, did you watch the film? Did you have to watch the film to see the coverage was pretty good?
All he said, it wasn't like he was calling Jerry. In fact, I think he gave Jerry an out.
I think so too. And what was Jerry looking for there? Did you watch the film? What if Jeff had said yes and you were blanketed?
He would have been, oh, do you play in the NFL now? I don't know. What was he going to say?
I don't know. And if Jeff had said, I did, but you weren't covered, but it looked like, I was just wondering why Jerry just didn't give him an answer on that. Because he could have said, you know what? No, I don't think their coverage was that great on us. I just would like us to be more effective in the game or something like that. Or, yeah, they did a great job. To me, there was an answer. It wasn't a point for a confrontation.
It's a number of things here. Okay, look, you want to cut him some slack? I'll cut him some slack. Maybe he just had a bad day. All right, can we do that? That's a possibility. I can live with that. Not a big deal. If Jerry walked up to Jeff later and said, "Hey, I was just having a bad day. I'm sorry, dude," and like he doesn't care. I don't think it's a big deal. If that's one thing. If we're starting to maybe Jerry came out of film and they're like, "Dude, what happened?" So maybe
Jerry, you couldn't get loose.
Yeah, Jeff wasn't exactly, because I don't think Jeff was being mean in any way, shape, or form with those questions. Maybe Jerry got disassembled in film. That's a possibility.
Maybe, you never know.
I mean, that happens all the time. Guys get disassembled in film every day, every level, anywhere where they watch film, guys get taken apart. So maybe it was just a sore subject with him. And that's a possibility, too. And maybe Jerry thought someone fed him the question, which is a possibility too. These are all things that are, I think, reasonable to maybe ponder in a situation like that. Or maybe the locker room's getting really uptight because, let's face it, the offense has sucked for 2 weeks and the defense is playing their you-know-what off, or the special teams is letting this team down and he's frustrated. Guess what? That would make him someone who understands our community a little bit because we're all frustrated. So now, Jerry, go out there. Have a good game against the Packers. Please try not to drop any passes. We know you didn't wake up in the morning on Sunday saying, I want to drop these passes. So let's stop dropping passes. Let's get 20 points on the board, and let's get going. There's no reason to be frustrated with the media. The media is not your enemy here, especially our media, who I think is nicer than most medias.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.